Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by John Wood, who's CEO at Gelion. How are you today, John?
Doing very well, Zach. Sitting in sunny, well, not sunny now, it's dark here at the moment, but sitting in Tokyo, mate.
Okay, well, we are here to talk to or discuss your final results, which were released the end of last week. You are a global energy storage innovator, and it looks like your work is going well at the moment.
Yes, sir, Zach. I am very fortunate to have a very effective team, disciplined team, and great technology that we are taking out to the world right now.
Right, and you've had a decent turnaround in terms of revenue. How far is that hockey stick rebound going to go?
Yeah, good work by our integration group in Australia. So that's the revenue providing energy storage systems using third-party cells at the moment while we're doing our own development of the sulfur technologies. It's a good group. They've built quite a pipeline and getting themselves set. So it's nice to see that. There's been that revenue's come on top of good cost control as well. And that means that the company is increasing the health of our position. And of course, the great support. Thank you very much to our existing investors and the incoming investors that from our round recently also has put the company into a very strong position to execute our plan, Zach.
And so will the recent fundraise, which was a significant one, will that get you to being EBITDA positive? Or would it get cash flow positive? How far do you think that's going to take you?
So the cash flow, so the round, it gives us about 2 years runway based on what we're doing at the moment, Zach. And as we said in that round, what we've done is to raise money for the purpose of establishing our plan for leadership in sulfur. Now, to be specific about that, we called out during the round some very specific goals. We said that in the course of the next 12 months, get the company to a position where we would be recognized globally as a tier one battery innovator. And as such, as a tier one battery innovator, we set ourselves some particular goals that we believe will move us into that position. Now, they were, firstly, that we would achieve commercial prototype pouch cell through our relationship with TDK in Japan, that we would achieve that standard, the commercial prototype pouch cells, with Kinetic in the UK. And we said also that we would be doing pouch cells in the US in the course of the next 12 months as well. So that was the first part of our goals for this year, to support those activities. In the UK, we'll be demonstrating at a trade show in September next year. But we see the proof points coming through from those commercial prototype cells and achieving that in the three domains, UK, US, and Japan, as being a significant milestone towards being recognized globally. The second one we said was that we would continue the scaling of the material. So we came out very clearly, identified ourselves as a sulfur cathode material company and technology company. And we said that we, in the course of the next 12 months, we would continue to scale the initial material, the material that we use with lithium metal anodes, towards being in a position in 12 months' time where we could start to introduce that material into the next stage, which is the prototype production line. So this is actually where we would be working with our partner to have the cells fabricated, not in laboratories, but on a mini version of the big production lines. We also said that in the course of the next 12 months, we would work at the laboratory level on the other two materials. So that's the material towards the material for the drop-in for the graphitic anodes, and the material for the pre-sodiated material for the room temperature sodium sulfur as well at the laboratory level, just then start to have the three materials going forward in the following 12 months. So those goals, they sound like technical goals, but what they are essentially, I believe, are the attainments that will be recognized by our industry, the ones that will set Gelion in a position where we're recognized as the leader in sulfur, in sulfur technology. That should make our shareholders happy at that point in time, because I believe that recognition is going to be very positive for the company.
Well, I mean, I think that is actually a point. Shareholders is a bit of a point, and perhaps the market as a whole. You've got great counterparties. You know, you've got Max Planck, you've got the UK government, you've got, you know, TDK. Everyone in the sort of in the business, you know, in the commercial world and in government seems to know who you are. But do you think that with a near 50 million market cap, the market itself is actually understands what you do and what the opportunity is? Is that something for you to focus, you know, over, you know, the course of 2026?
Oh, yes, indeed. You're absolutely right, Zach. I think everyone wants us to win. We get tremendous support from the Australian government for ARENA. We've got we get tremendous support in the UK, both from Faraday and from the Advanced Propulsion Centre. And we're getting, I've called that we will get visibility in the US, and I'll explain how that will proceed later on in the course of this year. But that government support is fantastic. I mean, it's funding support, it's recognition support. The commercial support, as you've identified, the support from Kinetic, the support from TDK, and then the relationship with Max Planck and the work that we do in Sydney with Sydney University as well, and the technology we've licensed from Oxford that we've then taken forward, got support for the solid state work that we're doing in the UK. Yeah, this is all getting Gelion very significant industry recognition. The next thing that I did say in our Investor Meets company, so I'm quite happy to talk about it a bit, is the fact that we intend to continue to move quickly. So what we're trying to do is to remove the things that slow companies down. So we're trying to get past the things that slow you down. We're very excited about the material, the cathode material that we're stewarding, the material that came out of the work that our team in Australia was doing, in the UK was doing, that came out of the work the technology we acquired from being done in Oxus, that came out of Johnson Maffey, the work that was done in Oxford, but most importantly, the tremendous work that was done by Professor Marcus Antonietti and the team up at Max Planck Institute that we're collaborating with. We are super excited by the potential of that material, and so are all of those other companies we're talking about. Well, how do we move even quicker with the support of the governments and with the support that we're getting from the cell manufacturers? We're now starting to engage at the higher level meaning the people who use the cell. So those people are becoming very aware of what Gelion is doing, and we're starting our engagement at that higher level and also at the level below. So Louis, our CTO, is locked on a plan to deliver exactly what we went out and told people we aim to deliver in the next 12 months. He's doing a phenomenal job, head down with the team. my team inspires me every day. I walk into the office. The team are doing just fantastic, making fantastic progress. But to support them, what we're doing on the commercials and the relationship side is to prepare for what happens beyond. And it's the progress that's being made that's now allowing us to start to do the next level of work. Of course, to get these major collaborations, the sort of ones that we just talked through, takes time. And so we are working to fulfill the collaborations that we have and to deliver quality for each one of the collaborations that we've put in place. That's the most important thing of all. But even as we're doing that, we're starting to work on the next level up, the application level, and on the material level below, with the intention of moving the company forward quickly.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, John Wood, CEO of Gelion, thank you very much indeed.
Always great to talk to you, Zach, and thank you. Thanks, mate.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.